Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday night. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. You know how I do it. We're on a cool down Sunday night, just cooling down. You know, as promised, we have a special, special guest in the show today with us. We have Miss Catrice Cornette in the building. Make sure I said her name right, because I know I pronounce names wrong. I said your name right, right?
Yes, you did.
How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for coming. We know, you know, we know Sundays might be big for you, so we thank you for taking your time out and stopping by.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. It's exciting.
Well, first of all, let's start by telling the people where you're from. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Pine Hill, New Jersey. Right now, I'm just sitting here. I actually was just watching the Oprah show with T.D. Jakes on there, and then I said, oh, let me go call into the radio show. So I'm sitting here at Pine Hill. I'm excited about being on the show and talking to you and all your guests and just sharing some of the stuff that's going on in my life right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those that don't know, you're a legendary gospel singer. But it's true though, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Can you take us back a little history back for us where it all began?
Okay, I was 4 years old in Baltimore, Maryland, and my family had a group called the CNGs, and that was the like our initials and stuff. And my dad put me up on the stage at this church and made me sing "Oh Happy Day" by Walter Hawkins. I know y'all know it. You know what? That song became famous again in the movie Sister Act. And when the students did that song for their first, when Whoopi Goldberg put the choir back together, and my dad put me up on the stage and made me sing that song, and I cried all the way through it. They got it on reel to reel and everything. and that's what started my career. I've been singing ever since, teaching ever since. I went to college for voice and have a performing arts center and have a gospel group and just been doing music ever since. We really didn't have much choice in my family. That's what we did. My father was a musician, and my mother and my aunts and uncles, all of them, everybody sings and stuff. Family reunions and holidays was just a big old concert. So it was, you know, everybody does something pretty much creative, but that's where it started. 4 years old with "Oh Happy Day" on a stage, crying through the whole thing, kicking and screaming. But I guess, you know, they say your parents know best.
Wow.
So I'm glad he made me do it.
Hey, look where it came, look where it got you. Now,
exactly.
How did you know that you wanted to sing gospel music as opposed to maybe like rhythm and blues or any other thing?
Oh, wow. when I actually do sing other things. Like, you know, I sing stuff. I sing jazz. My voice lends to like a gospel jazz feel, so I do some jazz, and I have done some R&B. But let me tell you this story. We was in high school, and we tried to put this band together for this talent show. We going to, you know, all the R&B stuff that's out there, this and that or whatever. And I just really couldn't get it. It just didn't feel right. It didn't suit me. And then when I was actually in school, I did sing on choirs and all of those kind of things. And I would try out for like, I won a lot of competitions and stuff like that, but I would try out for like, we have this thing in South Jersey called All South Jersey Chorus. And I would always get picked from my choir teacher to go and try out. But once I got there, they would say, "Oh, your voice is too gospely." Like, I don't even know what that means, but I guess it didn't lend to like the more classical music. And so on the technical side, that's one of the reasons why I chose gospel music. But the other piece is because it's a story. It's a story about Jesus, and Jesus saves, and it has purpose and it has meaning. And you could be so creative with it. It has all different, right now, it has all different kinds of genres. You got Christian gospel, you got jazz, gospel jazz. It's coming in all different ways. It's just telling the story of Jesus in with music. And because it meant so much to me and it means so much to me, gospel is why I chose gospel.
Okay.
Basically.
Now, the Performing Arts Center, you know, what was the inspiration behind that? Like, what made you decide that you wanted to teach to opposed to singing yourself?
I actually was the director of music at a church for like maybe about between two churches, about 17 years. Mm-hmm. And we used to do plays and productions, you know, seasonal Christmas, out of the music ministry would put on a play or something like that. And I would always get called to other churches to do workshops. And about 2 years ago, God called me out of the church and told me to start my own performing arts center, which I did. And we started it by doing a play, an Easter production called Finish the Day Hope is Alive, where we actually had the actors and the actresses and everybody you know, had the big old choir behind, the orchestra type thing, the violins and all of that kind of stuff. And it was such a great success. And at that time, I was still the director of music. And the following year, we started the Performing Arts Center. So it's just something that, you know, everybody has a lineage and a history. My father was a music teacher. My mom was a principal. So even though, you know, that's, you don't really kind of like plan it, you know, but that's how I ended up there. And I've always taught some kind of, in some kind of way, voice, piano or something like that. Even when I was in the churches, we would have, you know, break down the choirs and the sections so that they sound better, and just share the knowledge that I gained in college with somebody else so that they can be a better singer, you know. And then so artist development became a piece of who I am as a musician and as an artist, because it's best to give your excellence. If you're going to do it, you might as well do it right.
That's right. That's right. I agree with you. I agree with you. Now, what do you feel is the difference between, like, the gospel music of your father's time and to what's, to the gospel music of today's time? And what would you change if you could?
They call it more traditional and then contemporary. Basically, musically, it's the chord structures. A lot of the musicians nowadays, a lot of the music, if you didn't listen to the words, you would think it was just a regular secular song. And because I think it's because you got to meet people where they are, and you got to kind of like, the message has to get to them. They hear you and they see you before they even realize what you're about. So if the music is corny, they're not going to listen to it. So you got to make it something that they want to listen to. And then, you know, although I like it all, you know, and I think that a lot of it nowadays has a mixture of it all, just like the secular music, like the young people, they writing these songs and they taking them old school stuff that we grew up on. And my kids, they be like, how do you know that song, Mom? I'll be like, because that song's not new. You know, you can go look it up. You know, it's a sample of somebody else's music. And that's just what music does. And so it just evolves. It just each generation takes on its own identity, but at the same time, using the history that the one before had. And we do need the foundation of the hymns and, you know, the traditional gospel and stuff like that. But at the same time, that's not going to reach everybody. So you have your gospel rappers, you have your, you know, your Christian music, you have your contemporary music, you have your praise and worship genre, which allows everybody to hear the word of God where they are. And so I think that that's the only difference. Like, they didn't know, you know, you do what you know when you know. And as, you know, the world evolves and things get more modern, so did the music. And that's basically what happened, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, you have worked with a lot of great people. You mind telling us, giving us some names of some of the people that you touched the stage with and worked with?
The late Timothy Wright. I did a project with Timothy Wright up in North Jersey. Actually, it was a live recording in East Orange, and I got the opportunity to meet him and direct one of his songs. I sang on a project called Friends of the Heart, and it was a project that one of my brothers in Christ put together to do to raise money for donors, you know, like when people die and you donate your parts and stuff like that. And so he had a cousin who had died from a heart, you know, issue. And so that's why it was called Friends of the Heart. And Timothy Wright was on that project. I actually did a whole music workshop with Stephen Hurd. We had brought him to our little small town of Berlin, where I was the director of music. And I got to work with him there, which was an awesome experience because he's one of my favorite gospel artists. Like, he's just so phenomenal. I really enjoy his ministry. Donald Malloy, I've done studio work with Milton Bingham of Malico Records. I don't even know if it's called Malico now, but back in the day, we used to go back up in the studio and just get in there and lay down tracks for his, you know, CDs and all of that kind of stuff. And it's just been an awesome experience. And you get to meet these gospel giants and you get to learn things from them and just help your career. You know, you if they can do it, you could do it. It gives you a ray of hope, and I just like being in there. Like, it's awesome when you're just in this room with all these people who have all this creativity and it's just flowing around. The energy is so great.
Mm. Now, for those of y'all that don't know, Ms. Cornette is also the mother of one of the top 10 finalists in American Idols, right?
Yeah, he was on the 2011 season, not this year, year before last. He made it to the top 10. His name is Jermaine Jones, and he's an awesome artist. He's still doing his thing out there singing. And actually what happened was when he got let go off the show, I started managing him, so I kind of like my career was on hiatus for a little while. So that's why we're back at it now. I had wrote a single after he got moving. Actually, he was just talking to me today about some stuff he's been doing, and he released a single, did a music video. So once he got going, then mom now can get back to doing what she was doing. So that's why I'm talking to you today.
Right, hey. Now how was that to be like mom now? To be a mom manager, is it anything of like being a soccer mom? Is it the same thing?
No, actually. you do have a little leeway though, because like you can get them to do some things that maybe a normal manager wouldn't be able to get them to do. It's a lot of work because you're always wearing two hats. And the thing that was hardest for me was trying to remember when I had to be mom and when I had to be manager, you know, because mom is just an instinct. It's automatically going to kick in. Right. So, but wait, he's a grown man. So sometimes you just have to be manager and, you know, that's when you just let him do his thing and you just be manager and mom has to take a back seat. So sometimes that was the hardest part for me. And then when other people are trying to do things that are not, you know, good for your child, you got to remember that, hold up, you're just a manager. You know, you're not mom. So you have to, that was the hardest part. But other than that, it was fun. It was interesting. It was a lot of work. We were busy all the time. We met a lot of good people. We went a lot of nice places, you know, back and forth to California, Las Vegas, all of that kind of stuff. It was a nice experience, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. A lot of interviews, TV, you know, interviews, the news. Jermaine became very popular in our area. He already was before he went on American Idol. He's been singing since he was 4 as well. And so in this area, he was, you know, very popular. So when he came back off American Idol, it was like we couldn't even go to the grocery store. Man, that was crazy. But it was nuts. It was just a wild experience. But it was something that, you know, I wouldn't trade for anything in the world. It was a learning experience. It was a blessed time. So it was awesome.
Now, while you was working with him, did it make you want to get more into your stuff? Like, did you ever, while you was managing him, did you ever just want to put it down and just run right back into singing as being an artist yourself?
I never really actually stopped. I kind of, like, slowed up because I've been singing so long. There were things that I just do annually, so some obligations I had to keep. And I still worked with, you know, the churches and things like that. It did make me, though, see some things differently. Like, I never thought about doing a music video, and I did one of those for the new single, Abba Father. I did a music video. I never thought about doing that other than, like, you know how people take you in when you be out singing and they throw you up on YouTube and you be like, yo, I know. Somebody telling you, I saw you on YouTube. But other than that, or actually, you know, one of the plays or something that I was doing that we did a DVD for them, but actually like a real music video, it was fun doing his. So I was really excited about doing one. And then doing different things to a different level as far as, you know, my performances and the contacts that I try to make and things like that, the people that, you know, I tried to reach out to and all those kind of things, it kind of like, you know, gave you a whole different perspective on, you know, my career. But I never really stopped completely, like I said, because I had obligations that I had to keep, but I did slow up a lot. And no, because I sang with Jermaine actually a lot of times when he needed background singers or when we would go places and he needed a variety, you know, I would get up there and do a Phil Simon song or something like that, you know, and because they don't know. They're young, they don't know that old school stuff, but, you know, we would do that kind of thing a lot. So I sang some duets with him and things like that. So I was still singing, just it was all, everything was like in slow motion for me.
Okay. So what are some of the things in the future? What should we expect in the future other than, and not just music, but, you know, some of the other projects or any other things that you got going on that we should know about?
Well, I have a play that we did, original play, that we did with the Performing Arts Center in January of last year. We plan to do that again. It's called What If It Happened Today? And we wrote the play around Mary and Joseph and her being pregnant with Jesus and what if it happened now, not back in Jesus' time, and how people would react to it. So that was funny, and it actually tests your – it's a the moral of the story is, where is your faith? Like, if you could believe that it could happen then, God can still do miracles today. And so we do plan to do that again in 2013. I actually am looking to release a EP in 2014. I got some other stuff coming up with, like, just different praise and worship workshops and all those kind of things that we're planning to do. And as far as the Performing Arts Center is concerned, we do a Christian Artist Cafe, where you don't even have to be a singer. If you are, you do spoken word, any kind of artist, where you have a gift that God has given you and you need a platform to display it and share it with the world, we offer that. We do a whole, it's a whole like cafe set up. You get to earn a little bit of money. You sell your tickets. You know, we promote artist development. We try to help you actually build your fan base. So that's one of the biggest things that we're working on now with the Performing Arts Center. So we did it this summer past, and it was very successful. So we're looking to do a fall season coming up, and then, you know, take a break in winter and then regroup and come back for the summer again. So we're really excited about the artist cafes. We're actually looking to expand from down here where we are to move to the Trenton area. So that's going to be a lot of work because, you know, now you're promoting it in two places, but we're excited about it, and we're expecting God to do great things through the cafe.
That sounds really good. Sounds really good. Now, say I'm a new artist, what advice could you give me if I'm a new gospel artist and I'm looking to get my way into the gospel entertainment business? What advice would you give me?
First of all, you have to know what it is you want to do, like as far as what genres you would like to sing, who you're trying to target, like who your audience is. Are you able, do you have a story to tell? Because that's what it is. It's just like it's country music, you know, they have a story. What's your story? Are you willing to tell it? Do you have the proper music? Are you trained? Do you know which way you want your music to go? The other thing is how are you marketing yourself? A lot of times people don't understand that it's easier if you already have a fan base. Like when I decided to become a gospel artist for real, I had already been singing for almost, I was maybe 25, 30. Like I had already been singing throughout South Jersey. I never even thought about it. People asked us, where's your CD? So our fan base was looking for something that they could take home with us. So it was the people that kind of like drove me to actually becoming a gospel artist and getting into the industry and doing a project and all of that kind of stuff. It was really, I was happy just going from church to church, event to event. So do you have a fan base? Is it something, are you offering something that the people want? And if it is, are you willing to work for it? It's difficult being an independent artist, but it's worth it at the end, because at the end of the day, if somebody's life was changed, if somebody was uplifted, if you have a word of hope for somebody, and if they can go away feeling like there's something worth living for and that they have a purpose, then I think your job is done. And so, you know, and you just have to sit down and focus, write your plan out. This is where I want to go. This is the type of music I'm going to do. This is who I want to serve. This is who I'm trying to reach. And then just go for it. I mean, and just step by step. And don't be afraid. A lot of times we get afraid of the things we don't know. But God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So don't be afraid. Know this is who you are. Be secure in who you are. Understand who you are. And don't be afraid to work at it. A lot of people think because they can sing in the shower, they can sing. Well, everybody needs a coach. Even professional basketball players and stuff have a coach. Get a vocal coach. Get somebody who you – get a mentor. You know, somebody who you can talk to, somebody who's already done what you're trying to do. And get up underneath those people and just let them, you know, guide you and lead you. And I can't see you not being successful. You have to be.
Wow. Now we got Abba Father. That's your new project. What's
yeah.
the inspiration? And tell us a little about the whole inspiration and everything on that.
Well, Abba Father was really written for the play. I'm telling you, I was driving down. I can see it like it was yesterday. I was driving down the highway on my way to work. We were like coming into the middle way of working on the play. And I was like, God, we did a lot of covers. In the play, we do a song by James Fortune. We do some traditional, you know, church music and for the church choir themes. But I didn't have anything original. And I was like, God, you got to give me, I need an original song. And I wanted it to be for Mary. And so I was riding down the highway, and I said that, said those words, and instantly God gave me the melody. Now, mind you, I ain't even had no words at that point, but I grabbed my cell phone and I started singing the melody in the phone. And then as I kept listening to it over and over and over, God gave me the words to the song, because actually Mary sang the song in the scene where she's by herself, where everybody found out she's pregnant and everybody's talking about her. And nobody really gets it, and it's just her and God. And that's where the inspiration came from, the song. Now, when I went to go re-record it, I did it because we were trying to promote the play. And then the guy who is my videographer, I sent him three songs. Abba Father wasn't even my first choice for the music video. It was two other songs. And he picked Abba Father because he liked the storyline, and he said it would make a great video, and that's how it became the you know, my latest single, which we're promoting now. So it's kind of
okay.
Gotta like just let things, you know what I mean? That's just let things happen the way they're supposed to happen. And so it's been very successful. A lot of people have been blessed by it, and I just give God the glory because it's all Him.
No doubt. Well, you know, we're going to get ready to get into that song, but you know, before we let you go out of here, we want you to tell people how they can keep up with you and stay in touch with you and everything.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook. K Cornette 7 is my Facebook page. I'm on Twitter at HPAC912 is my Twitter page. I do have a Facebook page for me and my gospel group, which is Catrice Cornette and Highest Praise. And I have a Facebook page for the Highest Praise Performing Arts Center. My official website is hpvisualconnection.net. And you can Google me. I did a radio interview a couple days ago, and they was like, "We Googled you." I was like, "For real?" They said, yeah, then you came right up. So I just found out this week that you can Google me. Catrice Cornette. So, yeah. Yeah, I got a couple things on iTunes.
Well, you probably, Ben could got Googled. You probably just didn't know about it because you've done a lot of work. So you probably just didn't know.
Amen.
Well, once again, we want to thank you for being on the show. It was a pleasure having you, and we're definitely going to play your song.
Thank you so much.
All right, and we're going to get into this song. And once again, you know, whatever you got, you want to send us something, man, feel free to send it to us.
Okay.
All right, once again, y'all, we want to thank Miss Catrice Cornette for being on the show. Here's her new song from a new project, Abba Faba. Let's get into this. Let's take it on a soulful day on Beach Through Radio. Let's do it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love you. You are everything. Everything.
Yeah. That was Miss Catrice Cornette, man. We want to thank her for being on the show, bringing us a little soulful sound today. You know what I mean? And I think I'm gonna keep it on that note, man. I think I'm gonna keep it. I'm not gonna play all gospel music because you know that's really not who I am. But I do play gospel music, and my mom seeming like when I do play gospel music, so I like to keep my mom happy. But today we're gonna just cool out, man. Take some cool out music, man. Play a lot of slow down joints, man. But like, we definitely want to thank her, man. Doing real big things, you know. You know, God bless her with a voice. She's teaching other kids and teaching other people. And it would twinkle down to her son who made it to, you know how big that is to be a top 10 finalist on America's Idol? That's big, man. You know your career kind of could be built from there. You know, you could be selling records. You know, everybody ain't take the American Idol that's doing good. Actually, some of the people, the ones who actually doing actually the best are the ones who didn't win. The runner-ups. A couple of run-ups are making, you know, making songs and stuff like that. Actually, the ones that win, only a handful of them really still rocking. You know what I mean? But this is what's going down. Before we get into some real smooth music, man, I want to thank everybody for tuning in once again to Beast Dude Radio. We always appreciate the listeners. We appreciate everybody who tuned in to us. Want to talk about all you DJs out there. Remember, make sure you get at me, DJBigStu@yahoo.com. If you're trying to be a DJ, you want to be a member of the Block Club DJs East Coast, you might want to stop by the Block Club DJs East Coast Movement. You know, we're having a meet and greet, and we definitely invite artists. If you're an artist out and you want to come and perform in front of thousands of over 1,000 DJs and get your music to over 1,000 DJs and plus, get at me, DJBigStu@yahoo.com, and I'll send you over the information and let you know. And hopefully you could be one of the 20 artists that are performing there. I would love to see that. You know what I'm saying? And we're looking for all artists. You know what I'm saying? A lot of rap artists is coming through, but we actually are looking for all artists. Another thing is shout out to everybody that's back to school, man. This has been the back to school week, man. This is the week that all the kids, at least in New York, kids went back to school. I know now some of you people down south, the kids been back to school a little earlier, but New York, the kids started last week. And it's been a beautiful thing, man. You know, my son is getting bigger. You know, him and my grandson. I got a grandson. Yes, DJ Big Stu has a grandson. I started early, y'all. Started early, so my kid, my oldest kid is close to me. But, We cool like that. You know what I mean? That's my homie girl, man. You know what I mean? We do what we do. John Legend just had a little baby. John Legend just got married to his bride, Chrissy. He just jumped the broom in Italy. So we want to say congratulations to John Legend. You know what I mean? And another big shout-out to LeBron James and his wife Savannah tied the knot. Congratulations to them. You know what I'm saying? They definitely had a nice, beautiful wedding with which was great because Beyonce sung to them. You know what I'm saying? So that was good. You know, that's something that I think anybody who would get married would love to have Beyonce sing to you. You know what I'm saying? So that's another good thing. Khloe Kardashian is supposedly to be really wrecked and panicked and going crazy over the Lamar Odom's overdose rumors. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into like that. You know, she's going through things, you know, because Lamar Odom right now is the talk of the NBA sports. Lamar Odom was not really a guy that people disliked it. You couldn't say that. He was a well-known light guy, and everybody liked him. And this is kind of a shocker to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? But, like, some people in the industry say that it's not a shocker. But, you know, I just think, you know, let's just get into it. Those overdose rumors may have been a lie, but if Lamar keeps going like this, Khloe may have something to really panic over. Khloe Kardashian still has deep feelings for the man she threw out of her house because TMZ has learned she was terrified after hearing rumors Lamar Odom may have OD on crack. Rumors were circulating last week that Lamar OD and was dying. Not all unbelievable considering his drug addiction. And when Coley heard about it, she freaked out. We're told Coley panicked. She began power down Lamar's cell phone, but kept going to voicemail. She then started calling his friends, a bunch of them trying to figure out if it's a rumor or if it's true. She finally got Lamar on the phone, and he was at their downtown loft, and he said he was fine. The rumor was false. We're told at that point, Coley pulled back and reiterated Lamar could not come back home unless he got treatment for his drug addiction. The call ended shortly after that. Everyone's worried about Lamar, but Coley may be the one who needs the support group. The girl has been through a lot, they say. And that's crazy because, you know, just to think about it, you put him out and then you hear something that he's on drugs. And, you know, crack is not a, you know, crack is a disgusting drug. When people hear that another person on crack, you know, and you got to understand, I don't mean to say what I'm about ready to say, like, African-American people, we hear a cousin or family members on crack, we don't like it, but we dealt with it a lot of times. We've seen it before, and a lot of Afro-American, Latino families, Mexican families, we know how to deal with that with a member in our family. Some of us don't, some of us do, but we're more better than, say, the Caucasian people or the people that grew up in the suburbs because we dealt with it. We know the tricks and the trades. We know the do's and the don'ts. We know what they could do. And, you know, saying so crack is a thing that as soon as you hear somebody's on crack, you know, not knowing that they're sick and they need help, you just look so bad at them. Once you label somebody as a crackhead, you lose trust in them. You know, you think that they're going to steal everything. And a lot of cases don't be like that. A lot of cases, you know, crackheads, we keep it real with you. They may accept a cheap payment for their work, but a lot of them are good workers. You know, but they just so strung out on the drug that a job that they deserve to get paid $60 for, you could pay them $10 and $12 to do it. And that's what happens with that. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's, and you know, but then you got the crackheads, that's thieves and rapists, and, you know, it is what it is. I'm a Florida crazy. A man uses food stamps to buy $75 worth of crack rock from undercover cops. Now, that's not new. I mean, that's new. And when I say that, it's because the biggest thing on the streets is if you give somebody $75 worth of $75 worth of food stamps, you're really giving them probably about $35 or $30 worth of crap. So that's not really big. You know what I mean? Because it's just like the food stamp trade. People getting food stamps and they selling their food stamps. What they're doing is if they get $70, if they get $100 food stamps, they give us $70. They get $70 off the $100 to the person. You know what I mean? So they lose $30 off of every $70 off their food stamp. And some people, because, you know, it's a card now. It's a food stamp card now. And some things you can't buy. So people, you know, a person supposed to buy food, but they want to get that occasional bottle of liquor or thing. You can't buy it. You can't go to a liquor store with a food stamp card and buy liquor. That's not happening. You know, so that's some of the things that that's why some of the things are. Now they're still talking about Tamar Braxton and what's the name? K. Michelle fighting. I think it just, I don't know, you know, I think they just should stop, you know, but, you know, one thing I want to say to K. Michelle, you can't say Tamar Braxton can't sing. That's not happening. The Braxton sisters can sing, all of them, every one of them. So, you know, that you won't win that battle. You may call up a couple other things, but I can tell you this. They're going to win it, saying that they could never say. Elsewhere in the world, Italy's first black minister who had bananas thrown at her defends her country. So thrown at her defends her country is not racist. Now, this is a real big person because she's the first black minister in Italy. Every time something the first black, I'm telling you people, man, you people doing this stuff from distance, throwing stuff far, you really want to get your ass whipped, man, walk up on the situation, man, I'm telling you. That you're doing coward moves. You cowards. You don't want to do nothing. Most of you guys yell from afar, oh, he's a nigger, run. You really want it, man? Put yourself on 125th Street and say all that shit you say on a thing. You'll find out what black and Puerto Rican people is about. Come on, right. You don't even got to go to Lenox Avenue, 125th Street. Pick any avenue from as soon as you get off the bridge on the FDR all the way back to the West Side Highway. Just go on 125th Street and talk that racist shit. Go ahead. I dare you. Put yourself a bomb on, do all that. See what's going to happen to you. See what's going to happen to you. Just like the people who thought they can come into our Harlem and do that Harlem shake and make a funny remark over the dancing. And you know what happened? They came in there, was doing the Harlem shake dance down, and Harlem shook their asses up. Now you don't see nobody going to Harlem doing that anymore. You didn't hear nothing about the Harlem shake no more. After that incident, they shut it down because they found out people in Harlem didn't like it. So let's get it real. So this race war stuff, people keep pushing these, some of these people who really don't want it. They just want to sit up in the crowd and yell derogatory words at different races and different cultures. You really want it? You really want some problems? Go in a Jewish neighborhood and pop that joint. You really want a problem? Go in a Spanish neighborhood and pop that mess. Go in the Mexican neighborhood and go up in the MS-13 camp and pop that mess. And see what's going to be popping for you. See what you're going to have. It ain't going to take much, man. It ain't going to take much. They're going to be bringing you out of there. The only way you're going to go in there is if you put all that bomb stuff on you and you still might not miss. And all you're going to do when you put all that bomb stuff on is make your family and things. Because people ain't having that no more, man. People just tired, man. Look what you bunch of dumbasses that was all behind the Zimmerman dude. I bet you all you dumbasses feel stupid now. So a lot of people feeling guilty. Many people coming out the woodworks about Zimmerman. Because now they see what he is. Now that makes that and the thing about it, you guys in the NRA, y'all criminals because y'all helped another criminal. And come to find out that he was a criminal. Zimmerman is going to get his. Trust me when I say that, man. You know, people ain't going to let women just do that. God's got faith for him, man. You know what I'm saying? God ain't going to let that happen, man. And I'm not going to say he's going to get killed. I'm not going to say that. He may just end up doing something else stupid and go to jail again. And once he gets to jail and prison, Zimmerman has his fate waiting for him. Whether it's to be washing drawers for the next 25 years or whether it's to get sliced up or whether it's to get anything. If he was a smart man, he would have just moved out, changed his life, rearranged. But he's not. He's a dummy. He's dummy. He's slow. You look at him, you can see he fits the perfect profile of a wannabe. Wannabes are exactly like Zimmerman. Well, anyway, let's get into Cecil Keenan's defense Italy after multiple racist attacks. This is a woman with a lot of strength and courage who has endured numerous amounts of racism since appointed to Italy's cabinet. Italy's first black minister defended her adopted homeland Friday, insisting it's not a racist, even though she endured a series of racially charged threats and taunts since assuming her post. Speaking to a gathering of Colombia leaders of the African descent, Integration Minister Cecile Kenyon defended her Italy compatriots, saying that the racial insults do not reflect the entire nation. Italy is not racist and it's not neophobic, said Kenyon, who was born in the Democratic Republic of Congo. There are episodes of racism, but it doesn't allow you to label an entire country, she said. The first person in the Africa industry to serve in Italy's cabinet has been greeted in her official duties with strong anti-immigrant and even racist pushback, including epithets and slurs, you know. And an eye doctor who is now, you know, an eye doctor who is now Italian citizen. She was likened to an organization by senior party member of the far right North Lead and had bananas thrown at her at a recent rally. Far right militants even hung nooses in the town where she was due to speak earlier this month. The minister said the acts of racism directed her and other immigrants stem from the lack of memory in young Italians who have forgotten that Italy is a nation of immigration and immigration. Well, you know, Italians must have forgot that y'all migrated over here to America. You are immigrants too. See, America is not on. Let me tell you something about America, man. And why did nobody ever say this? And this is, we learned it in school. We learned that Christopher Columbus didn't discover this shit. American Indians been here a long time before he discovered it. This is the Indians' land, man. All America. Yes, it is. Whether y'all like it or not. Whether you like it or not, it is. We brought it from whatever, whatever, whatever. We can't discover something that people was already sitting on and living on and eating on and this. You know what I'm saying? That's why Columbus Day, more and more and more, Columbus Day is not nothing but just a fun of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Columbus Day in America now, unless you Italian, and that's basically it, is nothing but a fun of yourself. A day that you can go buy a couch for cheap, a day you can go buy something for cheap. It doesn't even really make a difference no more with the new world coming in. You know, and people get mad at that because what these people in America is mad at is the lies that the books and the education is writing. And being that a lot of brave people and a lot of people standing up and real stuff and real leaders and real people who are inventors that was multi-races, a lot of inventors that invented different things was black, Spanish, Mexican, and all that, British, whatever, Colombian, Canadian, and certain amount of people don't want you to know that. So, always remember that, man. Always remember that. That's the thing that you gotta always remember, man. That people don't want you to know certain things, man. We out here, Beach to Radio. We just try to make it, man. We got some more news. I'm gonna get back to one more thing, man. For those of you who don't know, and this is something that they've been talking about in New York, just recently happened in Times Square. Yes, it happened. Well, this one thing happened in Times Square, but this happened in North Carolina. Policemen kill a man who may have been asking for help. Yeah, this is what happened. Police in North Carolina shot and killed a man running towards them Saturday morning, but he may have just been looking for help after a car wreck. Officers responded to a breaking and entering 911 call at a home in Charlotte. The homeowner told dispatchers that the man had been knocking on their door repeatedly. The police say that when they got to the scene, a man matching the caller's description ran towards them. One of the officers fired his gun but was unsuccessful. Another officer opened fire, police said. Jonathan Farrell died on the scene and was shot several times. He was unarmed. Police now believe Farrell was seeking assistance after crashing his car. Farrell was 24, a former football player for Florida A&M University. That's a nice school. That's a good school. All right? That's crazy. Police found the red car nearby indicating that he might have been trying to get for help. It was a pretty serious incident. Charlotte McIver Police Chief Meng said, told the thing. Police have charged Officer Randall Kerrick with voluntary manslaughter, a felony. He turned himself in on Saturday and was being held earlier at $50,000 bond. Police used charge and ran and advanced in their description of what Farrell did. There were three officers at the scene, but Kirk was the only one who used his gun. He fired several times, police said. The evidence revealed that Mr. Farrell did advance on Officer Kerrick, and the investigation showed that the subsequent shooting of Mr. Farrell was excessive. Police said in another statement issued late Saturday, our investigators have shown that Officer Kerrick did not have lawful right to discharge his weapon during the encounter. After three and the other three, all three officers have been placed on paid leave. Could you imagine going through a horrible car crash and then running to the police only to be killed, man? That's crazy. Well, you know what? Mr. Kerrick, whatever, I hope you have a good time in prison if they put you there. And this is what happened, guys, man. When they put guys in prison, man, they put crooked cops in prison, you got to get to them quick. Get to them quick. You know what they're doing? They're doing PC protection. They're doing PC protection. Get to them quick. They don't be wanting like to fight like the boy Q Amado Diallo, the one who stuck the one who put the broom in the brothers behind or whatever. The other one who put the broom in the brothers behind, he came out of prison. And he's gonna be a fireman or whatever, whatever. But he doesn't want to talk about the stories. Go ahead and tell your wife how they raped you. Let her know. Because we know about it. The hood know about it. Because they was talking about it. And the hood was talking about how you got raped in prison. Go ahead and let the hood know. Let's get into it. There's good cops and there's bad cops. If you're a bad cop, you deserve everything you did. And that's just what it is, man. We'll get into some classic music, man. We're doing this up. Beast Through Radio, man. It's a Sunday night. Smoothed out. You know, Miss Catrice Cornette was in the building, legendary gospel singer. We was lucky to have her presence in the building. And she just got me feeling like classically, like, you know, I'm not going to play no gospel, but I'm just going to play some slow down music. So right now, man, I'm going to give y'all 55 minutes of the best of the best of the best, man. Welcome to Beast 2 Radio, man. Tune in. Make sure you do what you do. It's your man, DJ Big Bizzle, man. We're going to be on our way doing what we do. It's the last minute, baby. Let's go.
something that you can fight it. Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up now. Don't give up, no, what you dream. But like the words there in this song, you'll go on and on and on without love, yeah. In spite of, oh darling, oh I wanna be so deep that you be made of me. Oh, thank you.
the world to you. If you want me to, I'll do anything. I'm nothing in the world that I won't do. I'll give the world to you. If you want me to, I'll do anything.
Bad to me, the type of girl you see in your fantasy. All I body, they should be a romance to me. You get me all excited, I just wanna bite it. You already know that you're bad. Yeah, you know this. I ain't the only nigga here to notice. Girl, I gotta have you, cause you working this. Tell me what I gotta do to be working this. Ooh, I gotta make a lot of money. Bring, have you going, buying things. It doesn't matter whoever spend the time, girl, as long as I get to spend it with you. It doesn't matter whatever you want, it's mine, girl. That's just how I'ma give it to you.
Looking like you looking. Why wouldn't I be looking? See you in the kitchen cooking my mama's banana pudding. And nothing but an apron that says only for my pudding.
Only for her pudding.
Ooh, you gon' get a whooping. Looking like you looking. With all that ass on your back, more cushion for the pushing. Can I take you away to an island where they serve you cute like apples? Great, where I be out of shell. Strawberries and diced pineapples. There's no limit, all I do is give it. All you do is live it, so all I do is spend it. PSU is business, I'll give her the business. Sincerely yours, Rayvon, can I get a witness?
Come roll with the ball, whatever you need. Looking like you're looking, come get it from me. Whatever the cost, I got you, girl. You don't need no pocket, not in my world. Looking like you're looking. Looking like you're looking, looking like you're looking, looking like you're looking, girl. Looking like you're looking, looking like you're looking, looking like you're looking, looking like you're looking. Shorty bad and she can get it, cause she's
looking like you're looking.
Gonna come home with me.
Hell no, it ain't a problem.
If she do it like
single life got Mary been choosing, got me drooling, loving what she doing, ooing. I know that thing oozing, feeling like blow a tree, it's getting late. Keep running on my left, my control gon' break to the jail. No, my estate, and it don't even matter either way, I gotta wait. Cause she don't wanna play a player, player. She know that if I'm real, she'll see me later. Steady looking over fakers and what's a hater. Ain't tripping on your bread, she got plenty of favor. Shawty looking like a model,
looking like a model.
Say don't get greedy if I want it always. Not a problem, cause I know shorty gon' come home to me.
Hell no, it ain't a problem.
If she do it like she cares, she can get it, give her the business. We gon' see. Hey now, freak it like you can now. If you get the feeling, don't stop like you can now. Hey now, freak it like you can now. If you get the feeling, don't stop like you can now. Hey now, freak it like you can now. If you get the feeling, don't stop. You can't now, hey now, freak it like you can now. If you get the feeling, don't stop.
Shawty looking like a model,
looking like a model.
Wanna tip her like a bottle?
Yeah, go ahead.
Shawty say it ain't a problem,
it's fine. One little taste, she say don't get greedy if I want it always.
Not a problem,
cause I know shorty gon' come home with me.
Hell no, it ain't a problem.
If she do it like she can, she can get it, give her the business. We gon' see.
Said she wanna kick, baby girl, we front. And every time I touch down, be front. That's why every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stunned. Now watch me ride by. Hey, watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Money ain't about nothing. Said she wanna kick, baby girl, start punting. But every time I touch down, you be front. That's why every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stunned. Now watch me ride by. Now watch me ride by. Now watch me ride by.
Whole team got it locked, yeah. Rose gold jewelry. Niggas keep plotting on me. Wanna read my eulogy. Got one burner, but I'm shooting like a jewelry. 93 coattail, Scarface floors me. I got a certain type of swag, duffel bag, even the Bentley of the Jag. She wanna stud, so I had to stud harder. Hit her brother and the cousin, turn the co-op to the car. So it's all good now. Used to do the Gucci loafers, now it's open toe style. With the roof gone, niggas fall out, Mo just get his hoop on.
Money ain't about nothing. Said she wanna kick, baby girl, start punting. But every time I touch down, you be front. That's why every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stunned. Now watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick it, baby girl, start punting. But every time I touch down, be front. That's why every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stuck. Now watch me ride by. Hey, watch me ride by. Now watch me ride by. Yeah, I just want it all,
want it all.
Yeah, I'm talking about everything.
When we come from nothing, anything is everything.
I done seen shit I thought the world would never bring. I had the worst, now I'm striving for the better thing. Been at the bottom, can I know what the top like? Know how I feel, live my life in the spotlight. Pretty girls, and they all wanna hop. With all these bills, can I change for a dollar? Hold up, remain the same, no matter what I'm blessed with. Know the difference between a gift and a blessing. You hear me knocking hip hop, left fresh. I'm walking straight, don't say, we elevate. Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick, baby girl, start punting. But every time I touch down, you be front. That's why every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stunned. Now watch me ride by. You watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick it, baby girl, start punting.
But every time I touch down, you be front. That's why every time you see me, baby, I'm be stunned. Now watch me ride by. Hey, watch me ride by. Watch me ride by.
I know he did some things, but yeah. Girl, don't be afraid. I won't hurt you. My heart is true.
With
me, it ain't gonna be the same. Cause we won't play those games. Yeah. So that's my word. You ain't gotta worry, shorty. My heart is true.
Yeah. Ooh. It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
I am special. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
See, by now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you understand. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. See, all I do is fuck around and play. You acting like the shit I do don't faze ya. I guess you like the way that I take care. And you think every turn that's only fair. I can't resist the freak horror or a groupie. Especially when I'm high on that ooey. And when you mix that nouveau and some gooey. The combination makes me wanna do me. And you say you not often that concerned. But I know my shit's getting on your nerves. And inside of your heart it really burns. So if you let that something I deserve. See by now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play. You forgive me then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. See, all I do is fuck around and play. You say the shit I do ain't really major. But what goes down, I know you unaware. I do it cause my love for you ain't there. Ain't nothing good that you could ever tell me. Ain't no dream in this world that you can sell me. You always pulling down my pants so you can smell me. And when you do that, then you know this is unhealthy. So baby, won't you go on your way? Girl, it's best you turn away. Cause you know I ain't gon' change. I know it hurts, but you were here one day.
By now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play.
I'ma fuck around and
play.
All I'm gonna do is
play.
Girl, you fucking with us. I'ma fuck around and
play.
All I'm gonna do is
play.
Girl, you fucking with us. Fuck all day, fuck all night. Make my bread, live my life.
Why would you want me if I?
Cause all I'm gonna do is
play.
See, by now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play.
Play, 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 play.
This new ain't make it hard to flex. When I'm in your presence, I try to be self-retained. Cause I thought I'd have a fuss, I hate keeping self-contained. A broad police report. It isn't enough description. So I asked my doctor if I could get you as a prescription. You probably still thinking I can't get shit right unless I make it up within consecutive movie nights. Dinner and theater, so built their endurance. Put my race car jacket on, crash with no insurance. Some try to cause deflection, even try to get intersections, cause they see any category, you're the best selection.
Keep you in my mind, girl, I can't let you go. The smile on your face make my day glow. You my pot of gold, I'm standing on the rainbows. Promise keep a touch if I'm real slow. As I sit back and watch the world go. Life's a working mountain in a long road. Hey, you close to the edge, no curtis blow. High on life, that's a first class flight. When I ain't with you, can't sleep at night. See right through you like Nikki's eyes. Money stay long, 365. Trying to do a big matching garage. Bust it, baby, like I'm plies. When we met for the first time, we set up drinking cold wine. Shot or two with lemon lime. Feeling real good, so speak your mind. Straight ain't no play. The sky's blue, but I'm feeling great. Wife is tight to heaven's gates. Reunited, that's one day. My nights are still sad. Do you think about the times we had?
Tribulations make me stronger. Going out of my mind, I've
That pussy juicy out the bow of your beaches. Had that drippin' on some leak shit. Now make it bounce for me. Music bumpin' while we bumpin' by the ounce, shorty. Say you're freaky, it's time to show me what you're about, shorty. No time to chat, but you can open up your mouth for me. Then work it out for me. Girl, you make a nigga wanna kiss on all your tats. Telling that he ain't throwing all that back. I'm addicted to that ass, look at all that crack, crack. Damn, damn, look at all that, that.
What's that?
I heard you say you wanna ride with G-Ma. You keep on telling me that you was a freak, ma. But all that talking, it don't mean nothing. Not until you drop that ass, but let me see, son.
Twerk it, twerk it.
Girl,
twerk
let me see,
it,
son.
Let me see, twerk it, twerk it.
Drop that ass, but let me see,
girl, let me see,
twerk it, twerk it.
Twerking,
let me see her,
let me see
it twerking. Drop that ass,
let me see her,
let me see. Now you know it's about to go down. She wanna do the split, treat my dick like a pole now. I see her shaking real fast, then she slows down. Had me like, oh wow,
had me like, oh wow.
I'm about to show what the sun do. Hold on my dick, I'll show what the sun do. All the niggas waiting on for you to come through. I can knock you out and hit you with this 1-2.
Yeah,
I see it and I like it, I'ma grab it. I probably throw a couple dollars while I'm at it. I love the way that body looks so fucking daddy. I'm about to hit you with this work that's automatic. Girl, you're talking all this freak stuff. Why don't you come on over here, let me freak ya. You say that pussy long cut, it got a Caesar. You know what I'ma say, just let me see what's in love. I heard you say you wanna ride with a G-Ma. You keep on telling me that you was a freak, ma. But all that talking, it don't mean nothing. Not until you drop that ass, but let me see, son.
Twerk it, twerk it.
Girl,
twerk
let me see,
girl,
son.
Let me see it, twerk it.
Drop that ass and let me see,
girl,
son.
Let me see it, twerk it. Twerk it.
Girl,
twerk
let me see,
girl,
son.
Let me see it, twerk it.
Drop that ass and let me see,
girl,
son.
Let me see.
DJ Big Stu, DJ Big Stu.
There's not a thing that I would change, 'cause
DJ Big Stew. DJ Big Stew.
Beat Suit.